You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is Daniel Howitt's interview with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II for the trial of the Chicago 7.
You know why you're on trial here?
You all right?
I was until I saw that.
Martin's dead. Bob is dead. Jesus is dead. They tried it peacefully. We gonna try something else.
These rebels without a job.
They're a threat to national security.
This revolution, we may have to hurt somebody's feelings.
Get on the street! Get on the street!
When you came to Chicago, were you hoping to draw the police into a confrontation? I'm concerned you have to think about it.
Give me a moment, would you, friend? I've never been on trial for my thoughts before.
Hey, Yahya, thank you so much for talking with me today about the trial of Chicago 7.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me.
You play Bobby Seale, who co-founded the Black Panthers and was arrested as a part of this political trial. How much did you know about Bobby Seale and the Chicago 8 and all of that prior to coming to the project?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the trial, about the Chicago 8 or the Chicago 7, as some people call it. I did know about Bobby Seale. I grew up in Oakland, California, and Bobby Seale in Oakland, California, he's a legend. You know, he's an extremely charismatic figure, a historical figure. The presence of the Black Panthers is very, very strong in Oakland. So it'd be pretty hard to grow up in Oakland, especially West Oakland, where I grew up, not knowing about the presence of the Black Panther and Bobby Seale. And so when I did get the opportunity to read the script, you know, I was 10 pages in and I said, I have to do this. I said, I have to be a part of this because it was a chance for me to represent my hometown, you know, to tell a hometown story about a hometown hero and to put a little bit of Oakland attitude and flavor on it. You know, one thing that I do know about Bobby Seale and about the legacy of activists from Oakland is that they are extremely outspoken, charismatic, and passionate. And so Bobby Seale definitely fit that bill when I had the opportunities in the script to, you know, to step into a lot of those characteristics while also, you know, giving a performance that was dedicated to a good cause.
And did you do much research to kind of help as you developed your performance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I read Bobby Seale's autobiography, A Lonely Rage. I watched countless interviews. I wasn't able to get in contact with him. But I watched interviews of him to learn about his mannerisms, to hear him speak about things that had nothing to do with the trial or had nothing to do with his political life at all. It was very important for me to understand what made him smile. You know, he loved to cook. And, you know, I learned so much about an interview from him in prison where he's been incarcerated for a while. He's been placed in solitary confinement. And he comes out, he does this interview, still in prison, and he talks at length about how to make a good gravy and then how to make a good stew. And he's over the moon and he speaks with so much delight, you know, when he's talking about this. And I said, oh, this is a man who loves life, who loves pleasure, and who one might assume is a very dark time for him, still has access to that light, still has access to ideas of pleasure. And so when I went into my performance, I wanted to hold on to that, hold on to his humanity. And I wanted to get him back home to his wife and the people that he loved and to his kitchen and, you know, to his recipes. And, you know, so that's kind of how I set off on my journey.
It's really cool. Yeah, I didn't know. He was so passionate about food. That's so awesome.
Yeah, he wrote a book about barbecue.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Gary Chahot welcoming you to check out the French History Podcast. Our main show covers the history of France from the first humans until present If you like Mike Duncan's The History of Rome and wanted a similar program covering the land of beauty, culture, and love, we are exactly that. We also host world-renowned scholars who have delivered guest episodes on their specialties, including 18th century pirates, revolutionary booksellers in 20th century Paris, the special friendship between the Marquis de Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson, and numerous others. Learn what you love and listen to the French History Podcast today.
Hey there!
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.
Well, throughout the trial, Seal is, and throughout the film, Seal is very much like isolated from the rest of the men on trial. So how did you prepare for portraying that part of it, for portraying the isolation that Seal was going through, especially when working on the film with such a large ensemble?
Yeah, you know, I'll answer it this way. I think oftentimes, even in this industry, right, I'm never really alone. You know, I think I have my agents, I have publicists, my managers, I have family, I have fans, I go to work, I have coworkers and things like that. But if you look at some of my films, look at Aquaman, look at The Matrix, what else I have? I think The Greatest Showman had a little bit of that in there, Baywatch, a little bit of that in there. I pretty much work in a white world. I think Black Americans know how to work and exist in a white world and be a part of a group, but be completely alone at the exact same time. Didn't take much preparation in order to step into that. You know, Bobby Seale, so this was an exercise in being present through that loneliness, you know, through that isolation, you know, and it helped with the direction. It helped with where I was seated in the courtroom. It helped to highlight that Bobby Seale was in prison while everyone else was free. And so what that brought upon was a certain irritation in my performance, and also a certain determination to do this on my own if I have to. You know, the fact that he was in that position meant that he had been resilient, meant that he had been resilient up until that point. And so he would have to call up on that same type of resilience, that same type of independence in order to get through that moment. And so I just really armored myself with the experience of what it's like to live in a world that's not made for you, but to continue to persevere.
That's great. Well, one of the hardest to watch scenes is, of course, when your character beaten and bound and gagged. Take me through the mental preparation that you had to do in order to film that sequence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one has to be careful as an actor. One has to be careful not to go into that with expectations of an end result. If anything, that it's so important to have a need and to be present, to stay in the present and to not to get ahead of myself in a moment like that. I knew that Bobby Seale had been fighting for his independence. He'd been fighting for his freedom. He'd been fighting for other people, but overall he was fighting for humanity, for his own humanity. And so I had my ideas of what makes me a man, what makes Bobby Seale a man. And I knew that this judge was attempting to strip him of that. And that there was a greater cause at play, but you can't really perform a greater cause. You know, I think you just have to have a need. And Bobby at the end of the day, he needed to be seen as a man and as a human being and as the human being that he wanted to be acknowledged as. You know, they treated him like an animal, you know, and it was my job to maintain my manhood and my humanness. And so I put that in my mind, I put that in my body, I put that in my spirit as much as one could. And then I said, okay, sign me up, you know, I'm ready to go. And so when they hold you down and they punch you and they put the gags in your mouth, I'm a man the entire time throughout that. You know, you want to put me in handcuffs and march me out in front of everybody else, I'm a man and my head is high. So I had to arm myself with that and not get ahead of myself for any end result. You know, the end result was not my responsibility. My responsibility was to continue to feed myself in the ways that I can as an actor, in order to hold on to my manhood, my dignity, my pride that couldn't be taken away from me in that moment. And then to carry out the rest of the scene and hope and pray that I've armored myself up enough to get a good result on film, you know.
Well, again, Yaya, congrats on this incredible performance and film and all the success you've had this year. My gosh. So congratulations for that. I'd love to hear, you know, you've got some amazing projects coming up. Anything you can tell me about Matrix 4, Furiosa, what you're excited about those projects?
Man, I'm excited for some, you know, for some character work, for some, you know, for some solid character work to show different sides of myself. You know, I got into, you know, acting because it's fun. It gives me an opportunity to be a kid and to be, you know, to show my different sides. And so The Matrix is a continuation of that. Mad Max is a continuation of that. Candyman is a continuation of that exploration. And so I'm really, really fortunate to have been steadily, you know, working and you know, achieving some success over the past couple of years. And just looking forward to sharing that with the world, you know, and keeping it going and seeing what else we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're excited to keep seeing what you got.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to Daniel Howitt's interview with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II for The Trial of the Chicago 7 here on the Next Best Picture podcast. The Trial of the Chicago 7 is currently eligible for SAG voting in Best Ensemble Cast and Best Supporting Actor for Yahya Abdul-Mateen II and is currently streaming on Netflix. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. You can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. If you're feeling generous, head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review, rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you will get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we shall see you all next time.
You've watched them in unforgettable adventures, love affairs, and tragedies. Now it's time to hear their own remarkable stories. From the makers of Death of a Rockstar and Death of a Sports Star, this is Death
Ready.
Of a Film Star.
And action.
Starring Heath Ledger, Marilyn Monroe, Chadwick Boseman, Robin Williams, Carrie Fisher, and Bruce Lee. Search for Death of a Film Star in your podcast app. You've seen them tell stories. Now it's time to tell theirs.